Ladies first.
All right, we're talking about the families.
When I got to the ghetto, I always go from the, come from the north side, and then I park so they don't see me. But I always put my window down a little bit and I could hear them worshiping God. There was 70 some people there just praising God.
What were they singing?
Amazing Grace. And then they sang How Great Thou Art. And then they sang a couple songs that I haven't heard, but they were worshiping God. They were thanking God for the provisions and for safety and their community, how it's being changed by God. And they were taking turns praying, and how easy do we forget to thank God for the miracles that He's done and what He's doing, you know? And how easy it is for us to forget too, that God loves our worship, He loves worship when we worship Him in praise and song and
Thanksgiving.
And Thanksgiving, because if we don't do that, it's like, that's what it's all about. It's about worshiping Him. And in the midst of a storm or in the midst of just a beautiful day, He loves our worship. And I've learned that from those people, that it doesn't matter what it looks like for them right now. They still worship God, no matter what. And then they stopped for a little bit, and then Lydia had a special with the kids. She's been talking to them, and they learned the song Jesus Loves Me. So then the children just sang, no adults, just the children. Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. And they sang that 3 times. And they just the way they were singing, just children, just praising God, was beautiful. And then all of a sudden they stopped. And then Lydia told her dad and mom, we need to pray for Blue Mustang, that God keeps showering him with finances to help all the families in the world. You know, because she's a little girl.
We can't go further, you know?
And I just totally love that. And then she goes, let's pray for Sonny, because he's traveling. He's coming here. And that God just puts a shield around him. And so then they prayed for me and you. And then her little brother, he's only 7. He goes, don't forget Terry Bird, because he knows Big Bird. And I just started laughing. So then they heard me laughing. So then Lydia said, Sonny's here. And then Nicole, she just ran over and jumped on my arms. I knew you were coming. I knew you were coming. And it was just so cute. It's just, but they remember the people that help the family and the people that help with prayer. And when I picked them up, all 3 kids just ran to me. And I picked them up and I said, you guys, it's so nice to see all of you here. It's just a blessing to be here. And they had the 2 families in the middle, and they had already anointed them and prayed over them. They had put anointing oil on the grocery carts. And those 2 families just cried. And it was a sister and sister. And they said, this is going to help so much. Even if it's only $20, at least that'll buy us some meat and a loaf of bread. Like, this is a miracle for us. And they're like, and Lydia goes, well, it has to do with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then some extra for like inflation and stuff. She didn't say how much, but that's what she said. So then those two families prayed for you, and then they prayed for me, and then they were thanking God for the gift, and then...
Why does God always play this song when we're talking?
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, that song came on again. When I was talking, I could hear it, and I was like, that's awesome. And Lydia said, you know, we just need to thank the Lord for his provision for us. And she's only 10. But when you don't have TV and you don't have cable, all you have is Jesus. You don't need that.
Your mind doesn't get warped.
Yeah. And so she's a prayer warrior. And so she goes, you know, let's just pray right now and thank God for the food that's in the store. And so she started thinking about little things like that, that we take for granted, you know. And then one thing she said at the very end, she goes, Lord, don't let the eggs keep going up on prices. Because that's where eggs are getting expensive. That's what she said. Mm. So after they prayed, then I took my wallet out and I showed them the money. And then when I was giving them the 50s, Lydia was going, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And then this is for extra for inflation because everything is going up in prices. So that's just a little extra blessing. That's what she said. Mm-hmm. She's so cute. And you've seen her picture, you know.
Oh, yeah, she is cute.
She looks. She's just so funny. But and then those families, they probably cried for another 15 minutes. They were just blown away. They're like, oh my goodness. And then one of the wives, her name was Gloria. That's my sister's name. And she said, you know, we need to pray for the next family that is gonna get blessed, that God will prepare their hearts to receive a blessing. But if they don't know the Lord, help us to reach them for the Lord. And then she prayed for that. But what's so beautiful about the ghetto in that area is they live in an area where it's just brutal. But they're making it beautiful because of the Lord. They're changing that atmosphere. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you.
And it was just amazing to see in the midst of where they live. Again, just the way they worship God. I love it. That's priceless to see. Churches nowadays, they have, Lydia's mom said, churches nowadays have a set time for so many worship songs and then prayer time, the message, and then go home. But they've learned that the prayer time and worship time should be the church instead of in a set schedule. And then they started worshiping again. It was just amazing. So I was there till 1:45, I think. Mm-hmm. It was a long day, but it was worth it. It was worth to just be there, because I needed to. Just to stand there and worship him, worship the Lord with them, and just singing songs without no time schedule, you know. That was just beautiful. I love that. I love that time. And I think you, Blue Mustang, when you said, you know, I think God is allowing you to go and worship with them because you know where I am on Sundays. Mm. I take church to the homeless. I have I read the scriptures to them. I pray with them. We worship, but not very much. And then, but to have no restrictions, like that should be the way the church should be run. No restrictions, no time schedule. Just worship our King, you know.
Yeah, because some days he may just want song.
Yeah.
And then some days he may have prophecy and want to get a message across.
Yes. Mm. So that was, it. Then I went to go minister to the gangs, finally.
Oh, should I go and shut this one down?
Oh, yeah.